just to introduce the topic, could you briefly summarise the differences between think and nudge strategies?
Basically, nudge involves giving the citizen a kind of cue, which is kind of low cost for the citizen, which they encourage them to do a kind of some act of pro-social behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
Think involves the citizen reflecting, perhaps debating with another citizen about the course of action, and then doing an item of pro-social behaviour. So there's two slightly different cognitive sort of routes towards the same outcome.
Okay, and you talk about a lot of different methods of experimentation in the book. Which do you think is the most effective and why?
In terms of means to influence the citizen, is that
yeah.
what you mean?
Yes.
I think the one of the strongest ways to motivate a citizen is to convey the information that other people are noticing the act of the citizen. So in some sense, when the citizen decides to do something,
mm-hmm.
they're also aware that other people would be interested in doing the same thing at the same time, and also would be giving kind of recognition of that process. So in some sense, the citizen isn't acting alone. It's kind of acting within a kind of context within which he or she may feel some kind of social pressure or recognition about their acts.